Money makes the world go round, but the financial carousel can be confusing and complicated. Noel Whittaker is the man with a plan to help you make the most of your hard-earned assets, and for us mortals, making the incomprehensible understandable. And as we venture into a brave new financial year, on today's podcast, Noel has news on superannuation changes that could affect your super, and why Noel's best-selling book, Super Made Simple, will help you navigate the super soup. Hello, Noel.
Hi, Dixie. Great to be with you again.
And you too, sir. It is a brave new world. And why have they made changes to superannuation?
Well, they're just the normal indexation changes, but some they won't change. You can now transfer $1.9 million into pension mode, but we don't think that's ever going to change now. It started at 1.6 under Turnbull.
Yeah.
It's now crept up to 1.9, but that hasn't changed.
Well, let's start with the young'uns, say up to the age of 50. How is it going to affect them? And then how will it affect us more seniors?
Well, basically, it's a little bit complex and there's a lot of misapprehensions about it. What they've done now is say in your lifetime, there's a sum you can transfer called the transfer balance cap. Now, that started at 1.6 million. Many, many people used their cap back when Turnbull put that into play.
Right.
And they can't put it any more into pension mode. So once you've used your cap, what it is, that's the most you can transfer to pension mode. There's no limit to what it can grow. So a person who put 1.6 into super in pension 4 or 5 years ago, that may be now 1.9 million. If they're not withdrawing as much as the fund is earning.
Mm.
But someone who's put nothing into pension mode can now put 1.9 million into pension mode.
Your best-selling book, Super Made Simple, has gone through a metamorphosis. Why have you upgraded it, changed it, and brought it to a different place?
Well, it's a brand new book. There's so much has happened since it first came out years ago. This is a brand new edition.
Right.
Even its name's been changed to Super Made Simple from Superannuation Made Simple.
Even you made the title simple.
It was much better for the front cover, to be honest. But the big thing's happening is, first of all, how much you can now claim as a tax deduction is now $30,000. So $30,000 is how much you can put in as a tax deduction. But remember, that includes the employer contribution, which has just increased to 11.5%. So if you're earning $100,000 a year, the boss should be putting in $11,500, but you've still got the space between that and $30,000 to make your own personal deductible contributions. It's a no-brainer.
Now, the preservation age has been changed as well.
Yes, what used to happen is at age 59, you could take out up to $245,000 tax-free if you'd reach your preservation age. Your preservation age is now 60, so therefore you need to wait till you're 60, but the whole thing, it's all tax-free. But to get your superannuation between age 60 and 65, you've got to satisfy a condition of release, which means you must resign from a job. Any job at all.
Noel, I recently did a freelance job and I got a note to say, could you please tell us your superannuation fund because we have to pay into that, and it was all very, very complex.
Yep.
Are people still having lots of different, as they move through many different careers, as the kids do these days, different funds that there might be scattered all over the place?
Look, there are simple things online to amalgamate your super to save fees.
Ah.
But if you amalgamate your super, there's a major thing to watch out for. Don't lose your life insurance.
Oh.
There's a classic case of a bloke who was diagnosed with cancer. He was going to die. His wife amalgamated 4 accounts to save fees.
Yeah.
And lost his life insurance. So if you think you're changing funds and insurance is an issue, make sure that you check on your insurance first.
The fine print, right? You've got to look for the fine print. How do you know if you have life insurance?
Well, you should get your annual statement and you should be reading it, and the life insurance will be clearly marked on your annual statement.
Ah.
You reach a stage where, like you are and I, and we probably don't need life insurance.
No.
So we don't need that unnecessary cost.
Now, what other changes have the government brought in? And also, just while we're on that, do you think the government's heading the right way as far as superannuation policy?
Well, I think this new $3 million thing is just terrible. What's happening is they're going to make anyone with a balance of over $3 million pay tax on unrealized capital gains. So if you've got $3.2 million in your super fund, or $4 million at June 30th, 2026, and you bought $1 million of NVIDIA shares, and they've jumped to $2 million by June 30, then they crash afterwards. You're paying tax on a profit that you never made, and that could wipe out the fund.
Wow.
Yes, so there's so much opposition to it. Another interesting thing, all the judges are complaining because they're trying to give the judges a notional value on their pension funds, which means working out what is the cash value today of a judge's pension fund. And that depends on the judge's age. Obviously, the younger, the bigger it's going to be.
Yeah.
And secondly, the inflation factor they use, which is arbitrary.
Do you have any input to the government when it comes to lobbying groups, Noel?
Not one bit. but I must say that my columns in the paper are always read by the government. I can guarantee that.
Well, I know that you have the most listened to podcast on other places, that amongst all the other noise, the Noel Whittaker podcasts are most listened to. It's amazing. And certainly when it comes to your writings, it obviously is monitored by those in power. What would Noel Whittaker like to see as far as government policy moving forward?
Well, if they think there's too much money in super, they could just make everyone draw down at the pension rates. See, at the moment, if you're in pension mode, depending on your age, you might be forced to take 5 or 6 or 7% of your balance every year. But that doesn't apply if you're in accumulation mode. And nobody has got more than 1.9 million in pension mode. But if the fund's got 100 million, there's, you know, 88, 98 million in accumulation mode. They could just simply make the big funds draw down 7% of the entire balance. Problem solved, so simple.
There's a lot of commercials we've been seeing on television and hearing on radio, superannuation funds, and not promising, because they're certainly not allowed to do that, but claiming that they're the fund to go with. As a young person, how would they decide which is the right fund for them? What is your advice?
Look, there's heaps of websites you can go to that list the best performing funds. But, you know, the good funds have done about 8% per annum.
Right.
And that's a nice target. And also important to think of the effect of delay. I mean, if you're 60 now with $500,000 in super, and you're thinking of retiring, you've got $500,000.
Yeah.
If you work for 5 more years, you've now got $700,000, an extra $200,000. And go to 70, you've got $1.2 million. So working 10 more years is worth $700,000 to you.
With your contemporaries, Noel, whether it be at the golf club or, you know, down there at Burnley, you know, surfing, whatever you're doing.
I think it's going to be golf. It won't be surfing. Golf.
How many of your friends have, in inverted commas, retired, and how many have continued to, like yourself and myself in my mid-70s, still gainfully employed and enjoying work?
I think most of them. I mean, I'm the same age as Kerry Stokes and Gerry Harvey.
Oh, there you go. And the same amount of money too.
Well, they've got more than me. But I mean, once you have X, you don't need much more, because as you get older, you spend less.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, I think of my young ones now, looking at their school fees they've got to pay, and the mortgage, and the cost of food, and $1,000 the other day that one of my kids got for a power bill.
I know, but see, as you get older, you've got no school fees. You shouldn't have any school fee, and you shouldn't have a mortgage. More and more people are retiring with a mortgage.
Yep.
And I think that's important. One of your main focuses once you get to 55 is make sure you retire mortgage free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm often asked, should I focus on my mortgage payments or my super? It's a no-brainer to focus on your super, because your super should be doing 8% and your mortgage rate shouldn't be more than 6%. And you make your superannuation payments from pre-tax dollars.
Just one final question. We've talked about judges. We've talked about people with a lot of money in super. What are your thoughts about the kids accessing their superannuation when it comes to a home loan?
The problem is that every incentive drives prices up. In Queensland, they've just eliminated stamp duty First home buyers up to $700,000.
Wow.
Straight away, the market jumped to $700,000. This is the problem. I mean, I don't mind the coalition policy. Their policy was that you could take money out of superannuation, and then when you sold the house, you put it back, increased by the amount the house had increased. Because taking money early means you lose the earnings, but in this case, you were keeping the earnings.
Right. Got it. Super Made Simple, it's a brand new book taking the mystique out of superannuation, and I can see now it's already dropped in price. It was $29.95, now it's $19.95 as a brand new four-week sale price. Super Made Simple. Just give us a précis of what is in the book.
Well, it covers the whole thing, but see, so many people recently bought the old book, but the old book is now out of date. So I'm giving all those people who just bought the old book the chance to buy the new book at a much better price.
And it's one of your many books, but Super Made Simple, what can we expect to find between the covers?
The whole system explained in simple terms. Making money made simple, remember?
Yep, that's it. Money makes the world go round, and you make the incomprehensible understandable, Noel Whittaker. NoelWhittaker.com.au is the place you should go. One word, NoelWhittaker.com.au. Not only would you be able to sign up for the newsletter, if you haven't already, you should, because it's free and it's fascinating, but also see the range of Noel's books that are there, including his brand new updated super-duper model, Super Made Simple. It's your money, and you deserve to know as much about it as you can, which is what Noel Whittaker is all about. Noel, thank you so much for giving us your time today on this podcast. And there are so many things I want to talk to you about. And I hope in the future we can investigate and understand more about money.
Thanks so much, John.